It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A couple hundred people protested Colorado's stay-at-home order at the state capitol yesterday. They stood on the lawn and circled the block in their cars, honking. Deesa Hurt is a car salesperson from Parker. She says it upsets her to see so many people out of work.
I'm watching businesses close. I'm watching friends lose their incomes and their livelihoods, and we just want to reopen Colorado. That's all we want.
Colorado's stay-at-home order is set to expire April 26th. Denver City Council is urging Governor Polis to mandate rent forgiveness during Colorado's state of emergency. Denverite's Donna Bryson reports that Polis has said he does not have the power.
Several lawyers we've talked to say the issue is complicated, and they don't all agree on the answer. Some say an aggressive reading of the law could benefit residents and small businesses struggling to pay their bills. They say Polis could take steps to ensure that tenants don't have to pay rents during the state of emergency and that they don't have to incur debt or interest on those rents. Other lawyers say the power of the governor in this situation is unclear. Polis has said tenants affected by the coronavirus shutdown should not be evicted at least through April 30th, but that they remain responsible for paying the rent. I'm Donna Bryson, Denverite.
The U.S. Census is stepping up efforts to get people to fill out the 2020 survey. Coloradans who have not yet completed the survey online or by phone will get a paper survey mailed to them by the end of the month. The deadline to respond is August 14th. It's a mostly sunny day to start the week with highs in the 60s around Denver, turning cloudy late tomorrow, then a chance for rain Tuesday night. There's more rain for the metro area and along the Front Range by the end of the week. 63 today in Colorado Springs, close to 70 in Pueblo. Grand Junction could see some rain through the day and again tomorrow, and a high in the 60 today and through the rest of the week. In Vail, some early snow clearing through the afternoon. This is CPR News.